Hello everyone, this is episode 91 from the Veg Grab podcast. Today's title is Storm Anglus and Jerusalem Artichoke. And today's day is the 21st of November 2016, which basically means 1 month until the shortest day. Coming up today, I've got a few updates and dealing with a recent storm I've had called Storm Angus. And then a little about how I grow Jerusalem Artichokes. Basically, on Saturday, we'll start with the updates, of course. On Saturday, I prepared for the storm after hearing reports it was coming. So, just batting down the hatches at home. And then overnight, I kept running to the rear of the house with a torch and just checking on things. So, yeah, it was quite a sleepless night, actually. It was 7 o'clock in the morning when we were sort of up and the sun came up. And looked outside and the greenhouse had a bit of damage. Basically the bolts that hold the door frame in place had came apart, so I ran out there in my dressing gown and tightened it up. A couple of fence panels came away as well and various little things. In fact, one of them's came apart again, so I'm going to go out there in a bit and sort that. I then went down the allotment. This is by about now about 10 o'clock. I was going to leave it till the afternoon, but I couldn't resist it any longer. So I went down the allotment and just checked on things. I noticed the Brussels sprouts were looking a bit wind swept. So I staked those and pretty good, yeah. I then noticed the Jerusalem artichokes, the stalks and those had been blown over. So I harvested those, I guess it was time. In fact, 2.5 kilos of those came out, which is why I'm going to discuss them. So, more on that later. I then harvested a kilo of ochre out of the ochre patch, which weren't brilliant, but they'll do. And that was all I'd done down the allotment, so a couple of hours down there, just really preparing for this, or checking on this storm. It was still windy and what have you, so I wasn't ideally down there. So I went home and had a bit of a tidy up in the garden. I've set up another water butt, like I did last week, with one of these disposable ones set up in the corner, and filled that up with water from one of the water butts. Just pumped it through. I then emptied the compost bin that basically was ready. I've moved that empty compost bin to next to the water butt I just set up. I just put all the compost that came out into buckets and that'll be used in various places and stuff. I then went into the potting shed and started tidying up, set lights up in there and stuff so I can see a bit more when it gets dark, which is happening more and more often now. So that was it. That's all the updates done, actually. Mainly, I was on call, so I didn't do a huge amount, but dealing with this storm was kind of out of the blue. I had other plans on what I wanted to do, but hey. So growing Jerusalem artichokes, they are so easy. They so really are. They're sort of a plant and forget type thing. Now, basically, last year I harvested them from the old allotment, and I only had 4 tubers that I dug up, so they weren't even worth eating. So I dug those up and replanted them on the new one. Basically, I planted about 15 centimetres apart, 15 centimetres deep and about 45 centimetres apart. Normally, you do it about February or March. And then, basically, you plant them. As I said, you forget them. Might want to add a bit of general fertiliser while we're planting. I put mine in horse manure, like I've always done with the allotment. And let the stalks grow. And quite a few allotment people use them for windbreaks. Allotment people use them for windbreaks. And they are actually ideal for growing down the allotment because they are literally plant and forget. The only thing I should warn you when planting them is they can be very invasive. So I like to basically grow them in a little way of their own pot or box sort of thing. And that's it, you plant them, you forget about them till sort of autumn time when they die back. Once they die back, just cut back the stems and dig up the tubers when required. Now, after mate, this year I dug them all up in one go because I want to see how well they done compared to last year. Last year I only got four, so definitely got more, as I said, 2.5 kilos. So that's pretty good. I planted straight away after I planted a few more back. I planted more this time. I planted 8 tubers. And hopefully the next year that will give me a decent amount of tubers or just some artichokes. Now, I say dig them up when required. They're best to leave in the ground as that's the best storage for them. They do actually go off quite quickly out of ground, but leave them in the ground and that's fine. But come March, any in the ground will regrow, which is why it can be quite invasive, because they only need a little piece of root left in the ground to regrow. But dedicate a bed to it and you'll be fine. I have heard Bob Flower do say basically if you want to get rid of them, get geese, because they will dig up the artichokes, which, yeah, may be true. Now, use in the kitchen. I love artichokes. I love a Jerusalem artichoke soup and a Jerusalem artichoke gratin. I'll actually put the soup recipe out this on a Wednesday. And I might even do the gratin next week. Both these recipes are actually from Hugh Fernley Whittenstall, who uses them fantastically. The gratin is just delicious. So is the soup. And I'll be making a big batch of those and leave them in the freezer. The only thing with eating them, I have got to warn you, they have an undesirable effect of, which goes with the nickname of fartichokes. They do pass wind quite often. Basically, it's inside, there's a carbohydrate, I think it's called inulin, if memory serves me right, that the body doesn't break down. So that comes out in the form of farts. But the more you eat of them, the more used to it you get. So don't dismiss it because of that. Just enjoy them. They are really tasty. You can also use them boiled, steamed, roasted, maybe even mashed. I've never done mashed, but I'll look into that. Also, the stalks that you cut off before digging up the tubers, the stalks, when they're dry, they're really good. For tinder and getting fires going. Down my old allotment, that's how we used to burn a lot of stuff, was just get that in there, add a flame to it, and it'll just take off. And now I've got fireplaces at home, I'll be keeping the stalks to come home and what have you. So it's well worth it. So yeah, as I say, Jerusalem artichokes, that's it really. They literally are planting it in the ground and forget about, you know, even watering. They don't need a huge amount of water and they get what's in the soil. So, of course, dry spells, you might want to add a bit more water. They're generally pest-free as well. And they're not from Jerusalem. They're not really artichokes, but they are so easy. So, yeah, the only problem with them is they can be invasive. So a bit like mint. You know, mint you grow in a pot. Wouldn't do that without Jerusalem artichokes, but in the ground, but, you know, a box around them so they can't spread. Okay, so that's it for today. Bit of a short one, I'm afraid. Last week's one was quite a long one, and next week's one will be a bit longer, I should imagine, as well. It's only because I'm on call that I haven't done much in the garden. As I said last week, if anybody wants to be on the show for a Skype interview, get in touch. That's Richard at Veg Grower Podcast. I may even put a blog post out, I said I might do that, tomorrow, with a form to fill in if anybody is interested. All you need is Skype on your computer at home and we'll have a chat. I'll do all the recording and everything my end. No hard questions. It's just going to be a bit like, where do you grow? How do you grow things? What do you enjoy? What do you want to see? Blah, 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 blah. So yeah, if you're interested, get in touch. I'd really like to do that. If you like the show and what I do, you can support me by shopping through our Amazon link on the bottom of every blog post. I really appreciate if you do that. Later on this week, there will be a YouTube video, as I'm getting those out every week, and that's really taken off at the moment. Quite a few people are watching them, so I'm really pleased with that. Because if you're listening from the YouTube, please comment on the blog post, and I'd love to hear from you. And everything else. So, yeah, that's it for this week. Thank you, and I'll speak to you again next week.